You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. When Basil Braveheart conceived the idea for renaming Black Elk Peak, he went looking for a reporter at the Rapid City Journal in Rapid City to share the idea with the public. Well, the man he found was Seth Tupper, and Seth wrote the first news story about the proposal. Tupper continued covering the story for 2 years until the peak was renamed. Well, Tupper is now a supervising senior producer for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and he recently caught up with 89-year-old Braveheart to reflect on the transition. Seth Tupper is joining us today from SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City. Seth, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
So this is, this happens to reporters all the time and nothing comes of it. Or people wander in and say, I have a story. And you're hanging out working in 2014 and he walks into the newspaper office and you happen to be there. Tell me, set the stage a little bit for me.
Yeah, it was just a normal day. It was September 2014, and I just happened to be the newsroom at the Rapid City Journal's on the second floor. I happened to be the reporter who was standing nearest the stairwell. And somebody came up from the front desk, said, there's a guy here who wants to talk to a reporter. And to be honest, I kind of sighed and rolled my eyes a little bit, because sometimes you get a great news tip when somebody walks in off the street, and sometimes you just waste, you know, half an hour of your day.
Right.
But I went down there and met Basil Braveheart and sat down with him, and he said that he wanted to change the name of Harney Peak, and shared his idea that he thought it should be named Black Elk Peak in honor of Nicholas Black Elk, who was a Lakota holy man and kind of a renowned spiritual guide who's passed on many years ago, but he wanted to rename the peak. And it sounded intriguing, and I asked him, well, what have you done about it so far? At that point, he had written letters to the congressional delegation. I asked him, have you contacted the South Dakota Board on Geographic Names? Because I was familiar enough with the board from journalism to know that, you know, they were in the process of changing some offensive place names and things like that. He said he hadn't, but he would. And so I said, well, I'll write a story on this. We'll see where it goes. And
all right, let's go back and define who Harney is. When we talk about the reason why he thought Harney of the Harney Massacre was a good thing to consider renaming.
So William S. Harney was a career military man in the 1800s, and he was known in the parlance of those days as an Indian fighter, and he led a number of campaigns out here on the Great Plains. And one of them that he led in 1855 resulted in what was later called the Harney Massacre, where he led an attack on an encampment of Native Americans that resulted in killing not only male combatants, but also some women and children. And that is what really got Basil Braveheart thinking about the fact that he really didn't think Harney's name should be on the highest peak in the Black Hills because of some of the atrocities that were committed in that campaign. And that's what really, some research into that was one of the things that really got him thinking about wanting to do a name change.
Yeah, let's hear from Basil Braveheart. What do you want to hear first? This sort of the beginning seeds of this, yeah?
Yeah, so he not only was doing research into Harney, but around that time he says he had a dream where his grandmother came to him in this dream and was teaching him some of the lessons she taught him as a child about forgiveness and actions that need to be taken to grant forgiveness. And that kind of combined in his mind to produce this sense that this name change really needed to be done. Here's what he said about it.
I'm using the word sacred vibration because in Lakota, the word vibration goes to our original reference to the divine, which is Taku wa kansh, kansh kan, meaning something is in sacred motion.
Sacred vibration. Okay, well, this starts out as sort of a improbable proposal because this is a federal decision. Walk us through some of the early stages of what the state board on geographic names kind of decided.
Yeah, one of the reasons this was such a memorable story for me, I, to be completely honest, I didn't give this much of a chance of succeeding, you know, knowing what I know about South Dakota and things. But Braveheart did send a letter to the State Board on Geographic Names. They agreed to consider it. They held a series of public hearings around the state. And as a result of that, some of the board members were really moved by some of the testimony. And they initially voted to change the name of Harney Peak to Hinhan Kaga, which I'm probably mispronouncing, but was an alternative proposal that came up during the hearings that a lot of people said was the traditional Lakota name for the peak. Mm-hmm. Well, after they took that vote, they got a lot of backlash, a lot of political pressure from people who didn't think the peak's name should be changed. They took another vote and decided to recommend no action, and they sent that recommendation on to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names. And a lot of observers just assumed that the U.S. Board would also take no action because they don't often oppose or take a different action than the state board. But what people didn't know, and what I didn't really know at the time that Braveheart told me recently, was in that interim period, somebody from the national board, he says, reached out to him and asked him to make a video explaining why he wanted the name change.
A simple video for most of us, not so much for Basil Braveheart.
Right. And yeah. we have a clip here if you guys want to play it about the story of how that went down.
So I said, okay, I wonder how I'm going to do this. He said, well, do you have a smartphone? I said, no. Does your son have one? I said, I don't know. Well, if you got to find someone, call someone and see if they can come to your house and make a video of you and say what they want you to say. And just about that time, knock on a door, and this woman that was supposed to come and meet with me about some other issues that we're dealing with, she was at the door, and the first thing I said is, do you have a smartphone? She said, yes. I said, come on in. I said, can you take a video of me of what we're doing here? We want to have a video and sent to Washington. And she said, well, do you have the number and the link and all that needs to be sent? So this guy that called me, I said, how do you do this? He said, okay, I'm going to give you the link. I didn't understand what that meant, but he sent it and gave it to this woman. And so she recorded me, and it wasn't very long. And then she said, I'm going to send it right away. And she got the numbers and clicked on some numbers, and it went. Within an hour, they received that video in Washington.
Oh, ye of little inspiration, because it all is just lighting up. And what happened next? I mean, this is, he beats the odds, you know, how?
Well, you know, on August 11th, 2016, the U.S. board votes to change the name, which surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I asked Braveheart, you know, you're just this guy who has an idea, living in a very rural area, no smartphone. How did this happen? And he says it was, you know, a lot of help and prayer from others, but just a really deep belief. And here's what he said about that.
In my Lakota tradition, when dreams like this come to you, I had the deepest knowing and awareness that this was going to happen.
He knew it all the time. Everyone else doubted, but he did not.
That's what he says, yes.
Yeah.
He was one guy with an idea and belief and courage to act. And,
just a matter of time.
It happened.
All right. So what has he been up to since the name change?
Well, a lot. Nicholas Black Elk, the late Nicholas Black Elk, has been nominated for sainthood recently by the Catholic Church because Black Elk was a practicing Catholic later in his life. As part of that, Braveheart says that he's been contacted by people in the Catholic Church who wonder if the peak renaming might have been a miracle, which is something that's required evidence of a miracle for sainthood. So he's taken those calls. He's also taken calls from people who want advice about changing the names of geographic features. Mm-hmm. And he always tells those people, he mentions his dream, and he asks them if they had a dream as well.
And so I said, if anybody had a dream, that is an email. Or that's a call from the divine, say, I'm with you.
Hmm. All right. He's also thinking about this context that we're living through today with other renamings and, you know, monuments and statues and rethinking them. Did you talk to him at all about that?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I called him, because obviously we've been through this continuing thing in the country with Confederate statues and everything else. Yeah. and sort of the debate over that. He says he hears a lot, you know, today in those arguments, similar to what he heard back then in opposition arguments to the renaming of Harney Peak, and namely that we should let history be history and just move forward. And here's his reaction to that.
That is, when I hear some of this stuff today, that the fear I was bringing the history, the truth, was something that I was hearing loud and clear. So we were touching, we were kind of hitting something there that needed to be done.
Seth, what is this story, the work that he, you know, this name change, really, what does it really mean to Basil Bravehart?
Well, I asked him that, and he was very reflective about it. He said he's actually hiked to the peak once since the renaming, which in his 80s, he said it took him 9 hours. Couldn't believe he did it, but he did. And he does go to the base sometimes to visit the base of the mountain as well. And this is what he said about how he feels now when he goes there.
Something happened that's unexplainable. But when I go up there, I feel more being part of the mountain. When we go up there and we sing these songs at the foot, I feel the sacred vibration of the mountain.
An incredible story. You can go back and listen to this conversation after the show. We'll post it on sdpb.org/news with a link in today's show notes. Seth Tupper, thank you so much for being here with us, and thanks for not running up the stairs those years ago.
And, it was a lucky day.
and listening to, was it a lucky day or was it a miracle? We'll find out. Thanks, Seth.
You're welcome.